And joining us, senior Xavier Darrow, a thrower for the Trojans, shot put discus state qualifier a year ago, was back this year. And as coach Abby Becker says, you just don't stop. You just keep on throwing after everybody's gone. And let's go back over last year, Xavier, and talk about some of the highlights of last season for you.
Yeah, so I started my season a little rough. I know that me and Cohen, we went back and forth quite a bit every single meet. It was whether we'd edge each other out by a foot every single meet. And then when it came down to it at qualifying, I was lucky and I was able to throw, I believe, a 160 or a 156. And that was able to get me to state. And that was kind of, I would say, my big highlight of the year.
156 with your PR a year ago. So talk about this season. I mean, you've got to have some pretty high goals for yourself, right?
Yeah, so far, I'd like to say that my goals are much higher than some would think. I'm definitely shooting for a title or two here with the shot and the discus. I got a lot to prove in the shot and much more to prove in discus. It's a never-ending battle, it really is, with these throws, and it's just you got to come every day prepared.
So let's talk about practice, and that's where it's all going to happen. There's technique. There's a lot of things that go into it. So talk about some of the things that maybe the most important things that you're working on right now.
Right. So I'm working on in discs. They like to call it the whip towards the end of your finish of the throw, and it has more to do with your arm and how fast you can bring it through. And it's not so much as throwing; it's whipping it is what it is. And after the Iowa State meet, we discovered some things with my shot, and sometimes it's really good and sometimes it's really not, and I just happened to have a bad performance, and we had a lot to learn from it. A couple things, I wasn't really hitting my cues as well as I would have liked, so that kind of messed me up a little bit.
But what's interesting is you recognize that, and now you can get back to the ring and work on those things.
Yeah, that's right. I had several people record videos from several different angles. I mean, no matter what, it's all the same. I missed it. It's not a matter of fault. It's, you know, I did it. I'm going to have to fix it because I want to be good, and I'm not really satisfied with my performance.
Very good, and you're working hard at it. And what about the instruction you're getting from Coach Warren up there?
Yeah. He came towards the end of last season, and I would say he's a huge help because he popped up there, and all of a sudden things for me and Gavin started coming together. He kind of helped us get over those grooves that we had, and I think he's definitely a huge help. Great guy coming out here and volunteering, not even getting paid for it. And he's kind of got to put up with some stuff up there with those younger guys, but he's great.
Xavier, what about the team this season? You had a very successful year a year ago, a lot of state qualifiers. What about here in 2025?
Yeah, well, you know, we lost a lot of experienced guys, and I think that's okay. We got a lot of young guys out here they want to prove something, and that's what we need. And we got some guys returning, and there's a couple of us that are, you know, state qualifiers, and we want to go and prove ourselves then. And none of us really feel like we put it all out there when we were there, and that we have much more to prove, and we're all kind of working for it.
Xavier, great to talk to you. Best of luck this season.
Thank you, Tom.
Xavier Darrow, senior for the Atlantic Trojans, back with more right after this.